your show, and you can bring up what you want if you dial toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
Dan Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We will take your calls about anything. That is the point of the program. We'll start things out by going to your calls. Eric is in Georgia. And Eric, you're on the amp line. Good evening.
Hi, Ian.
What's on your mind tonight, Eric?
I just wanted to ask you about some firsthand knowledge about stamping onto Federal Reserve notes, because I heard when you did your tax protest, you said you stamped Free Talk Live on the dollar bill.
Yeah, on about 2,000 $1 bills and then paid property taxes with them. I had about 2,700 bills, but it was just such a grueling process, and I didn't have anybody to help me stamp. So I did it all by myself, went through about 2,000 of them, and then gave up. Shortly thereafter, the local newspaper printed an article about how these stamped bills were showing up all over town. So I was a little concerned that the bank that the government people use was going to take them out of circulation because there were so many of them all together, all at once. And if you're sending a bunch of money into the bank and only a few of them are stamped, they're probably not going to think anything of it. But if it comes through that there's a $2,000 that comes in with stamping being, you know, stamps applied to them, then we're talking about ink stamping here, of course. So ink stamps on them, then that might encourage them to say, okay, well, let's just take this batch out, because the tellers have that individual choice. The teller has the decision as to whether or not a bill is mutilated enough to pull out of the system. But they didn't pull them, and so that's a good sign. And I got free publicity from the local newspaper that wrote an editorial piece about all the dollar bills showing up around town, which is great news.
They weren't particularly happy about it, were they?
No, it was actually fairly positive. I mean, it wasn't really a glowing piece. They did kind of rip on me a little bit for low-budget advertising, basically, but at the same time, they're acknowledging how effective they are, because they wrote a damn article about them.
God forbid anybody actually get involved in promoting something that has anything to do with capitalism on the dollar bill, which becomes worthless day by day.
And it's a great venue for promotion, as far as I'm concerned. The first time I saw it being done was with the Where's George website, where I'm
sure...
Saw
one yesterday.
Yeah. Did you? Yeah. You've got these bills all around the country that have wheresgeorge.com on them. You can go there and punch in the serial number and find out what different places they've been punched in on the internet before when other people have had them in their hands. So bills really move around quite a bit, and they're always reaching new eyeballs, so I figure a great place to advertise and cost me next to nothing. I mean, cost me the cost of the stamps and the ink that I have to re-ink with from time to time. What were your thoughts or questions or whatever you had on your mind?
Yeah, I'm glad that you could tell me some first-hand information, because I can never trust what I read on the internet. And I'm looking at the Bureau of Engraving and Printing website, and it says that you'd actually have to somehow damage the bill or change the number on it, or somehow make it intent to render such items unfit to be reissued. So.
Yeah, the intent I have is to advertise freekeen.com and advertise freetalklive.com, and I never make a point of stamping directly over top of a serial number.
They're saying that it's illegal to deface a bill or whatever. What's the punishment?
Well, it said, I think 6 months is the maximum. It shall be fined under the title or imprisoned not more than 6 months or both.
Well, is that per bill? Because usually when you see instances like this, you would see a punishment that would, you know, they bring up 2,000 counts of this.
Yeah.
And so, really, I'm wondering, I mean, what do I have to do to get the 6 month penalty? Do I have to rip a $100 bill in half? It's done so often. People rip bills in half. So what?
And, Mark, if you were in jail for that amount of time, would it be possible, you might have a little bit more knowledge on this than I do, that someone could bring you some cash, and because you got a lot of spare time on your hands, and you could spend it stamping bills? That would be fun.
No. The answer is no.
Okay.
So any other thoughts tonight, Eric?
Yeah, I mean, I ordered custom stamps for like $10 for my podcast at Eric Fontaine Jazz, and so I look forward to using that as a method to promote my podcast, my music.
Yeah, pretty much what I do is, the way I operate it is, all the money in my wallet is stamped, And so when I go and I spend something like a 20 and I get change back, I fold that in half and stick it in my wallet so I know what has not yet been stamped. And when I get a chance, I pull that folded, unstamped bill pack out and stamp them and then put them back in my wallet. And it's just a constant process of every bill that comes in is getting one stamp on the front and one stamp on the back. So it's actually, for me, it's two stamps per bill. So good luck out there.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for your advice.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up absolutely anything. And coming up here tonight, Reader's Digest. In fact, we'll get right into it here. The continued death of the magazine and print, newsprint world, Reader's Digest, one of the mainstays on the magazine scene. I mean, this is
a great magazine.
It's a company that's been around for a long time. Reuters is reporting that apparently they're going to be filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
Yeah.
And the media company known worldwide for its family magazine filled with general interest and inspirational stories has been trying to cut costs since it was bought in 2007 by an investor group. The bankruptcy would take the form of a prearranged filing, blah, 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 blah. They got a lot of money they owe, and et cetera, et cetera. So
the question is, will they be close enough shop on the magazine, or will they use the bankruptcy to keep themselves going and be protected from the people who are their creditors?
Yeah, it looks like they've got a deal that's been negotiated and hammered out, so they're going to keep rolling forward, but not a good sign, right? I mean, when you have to file for bankruptcy, it means things aren't going very well for you.
But, you know, you think about it. I remember hearing about 2 months ago some New York talk show, and someone was saying, lamenting the death of print media, and say, where are people going to get their news? I'm like, have you gone to Twitter recently? Have you gone on the internet? Because
people don't. There are some people that don't.
It's amazing because they keep thinking that there will be no more people out there who will make a living on reporting on particular subjects of interest of people. If they are of interest to people, people will find ways to make money on it. Well, that's the way it goes.
No one lamented the role of the town crier, the disappearance of the town crier. Yeah. I mean, I don't see all the people out there holding signs.
Well, maybe they did. You weren't around.
They very well could have.
They could have had a bailout for the criers.
I haven't heard anything like this of, you know, the people saying, oh, my God, we just don't have the town criers like we used to.
Well, you know, the problem.
Start newspapers with all their lies and bull crap. You can't trust these people. They aren't checked and vetted like town criers are.
Yeah, I was going to say the problem with the criers is that they were already crying, so what can you do? But I think it is amusing, actually, to see these people who have been indoctrinated. They grew up in this environment where they just can't understand this weird electronic box called the interwebalog net. And they look at it and they say, where do you get... you know, I signed up to Twitter a while ago. I get more immediate information, more knowledge from Twitter and going to different groups, different websites. You go to Freekeen. You go to all sorts of different sites where people concentrate on what is interesting to them.
Right. You customize your news experience as opposed to having some editor sitting there who you don't know deciding what you get to read.
Exactly.
I mean, it's so totally an advance. It's obviously a 21st century thing, and here we are. But you're right, Gardner. There are people that are still stuck in the 20th century. You refuse to move forward, and that's okay. It's just that they're going to run out of things to read eventually. I mean, that's the way it seems. Some papers are managing to kind of stick around, but they're not doing well. No. Their business is down. Their rates are up. The newspaper around here increased its rate. It's 60 cents for a daily paper now. And it's so thin.
Yeah,
there's hardly any content in there for 60 cents. I understand inflation's probably a factor, too, there. But nonetheless, it's getting more and more difficult by the day to do the print business.
Absolutely. Couldn't have come about in a worse time, either. Of course, nobody's spending money on – well, few people are spending money on advertising nowadays for newspapers. Circulation goes down. Internet circulation goes up. And they don't know how to handle themselves. I think the people like you guys, we've been able to do pretty well with – Liberty Conspiracy with advertising, and it works out. And of course, you know, you ask people, hey, help us out, donate. You get the donate button. You guys have a great idea with the AMP program, and people who are interested in these sorts of things will help out. Interestingly enough, on Reader's Digest, they were always very free market oriented on many of their nonfiction reports. So that is a bit lamentable, but who knows? Maybe they'll arise on the internet in some other way.
The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free. toll-free line. Our friend Mark Emery from Cannabis Culture Magazine just shut down his magazine recently, but he's still going strong online at cannabisculture.com, and he said he's even, you know, got enough money to pay people to write things for him. So more coming up. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke. So it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us and we love you.
If you'd like to play poker, craps, or roulette at home with casino-style equipment, you need to find a reputable company that you can trust. JustPokerSupplies.com is here to help you find what you need for your at-home casino experience. JustPokerSupplies.com carries the latest professional and custom poker chips, playing cards, craps, and roulette tables, and even custom felt for your new table. Need some help with your game? You will find a large assortment of books and DVDs that will teach you how to dominate the competition. Planning a game room? JustPokerSupplies.com sells Las Vegas style art, lighting, seating, automatic card shufflers, poker genies, and over 1,500 different products to suit your needs. Whether you want a large game room or just a small one for you and your friends, head on over to JustPokerSupplies.com. That's JustPokerSupplies.com or call 877-255-4616. That's 877-255-4616 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Here they are.
They are.
Are we back? Do we sound okay? Can we move ahead? The toll-free number, excellent. We are good.
Yeah.
The toll-free number is 800-259-9231, and you can bring up anything. That's the point of the program. And don't forget to visit us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free. They include live streams. We have a broadband version, a dial-up version, and a webcam, all completely free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. And I'm proud to say that we're close to being almost bulletproof on the Free Talk Live internet streams. Not quite.
With bulletproof.
Quite, meaning that they will never go down.
All right.
Like, we have one of my contractors was here today working on a generator install. So if we have a power outage like we did a year ago, Mark, where the power went out for like 2 hours or something like that. Luckily, it was toward the end of the show, but the power went out for 2 hours. That's something my uninterruptible power supplies can't handle. I mean, we might be able to go for another 20 minutes on battery backup, but you need to have a generator in place. And so I'm going to have that to where if the power goes out, we'll be able to stay on the air. At least presuming the internet company's power stays on, we'll still be on. And I've got two internet connections here at the house. So if one internet connection fails, we've got another internet connection. So I'm slowly making it next to impossible for everything to be silent.
Like, what if somebody, the hackers come in with the interruption of service or denial of service attacks? I mean, is that going to have anything to do with it?
That is a possibility. You're right, Mark. So there are certain things you just can't control, right?
There are a lot of socialists out there. I mean, and all they really need is one good programming socialist, right?
Don't give them any ideas.
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, we've got a professional IT team in place behind the scenes on our
side,
which is true.
Battle of the brains.
Yeah, I'm sure they would be able to handle any such things coming about. All right, we go to your calls about whatever you want. Going to Chris in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chris.
You know, while I was sitting on hold here,
yes,
a city truck just came by and knocked my mailbox over.
Wow. It's not your
Chris,
it is not your mailbox. I'm sorry, that's an illusion. Once you put that thing up and it said U.S. mail and it's out in front of your house, it's the federal government's mailbox.
Yeah, but you get to buy the next one, not them.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder who's going to pay for this here. My wife's dealing with it right now.
Yeah, you might.
I thought about taking the mailbox off of my house. I've been toying with that idea for a little while now, but I just need to get to the point of having all the bills and everything come to my private mailbox. And then maybe I'll just lift the postal mailbox, because up here in Keene, downtown area, there are no mailboxes as you might be used to having. Like, you cannot have a mailbox that's in the ground. All the mailboxes.
To the house?
Yeah, all of them are on the house, and, you know, they're circa 1910 or something like that. So I'm thinking just take the mailbox off the house, and then you won't have to deal with that stuff anymore.
You're perpetuating the system by having a mailbox.
Sorry, Chris, go ahead.
Oh, who knows? Well, listen, I've just gotten back from a two-week trip camping in Canada, and I took no electronic devices at all aside from my iPod, and I downloaded a bunch of your episodes for the drive up there and back, and it's a long way from Texas, so.
Wow, what a trip.
I did a little bit of thinking on the way, and Ian, I'm going to kind of take Mark's side a little bit here, and I wanted to pitch some stuff off you on the whole idea of voluntarism.
Okay, sure.
About 2 years ago, I went to Cambodia, and well, Southeast Asia, really. I was backpacking through the area, and Cambodia specifically is kind of what I wanted to talk about. When I was in Thailand, I was given a little bit of advice when I was going to Cambodia to not take the bus and to
go ahead and
buy a plane flight. And anyway, so I ignored the advice and I took the bus, and it was the absolute worst bus ride I've ever taken in my life.
What would you have had to have spent to take the plane as opposed to the bus?
$75 for the plane, $10 for the bus ride.
Okay. And was the bus run by some private company, or who ran the bus?
Yes. This is what I wanted to talk about. Cambodia, if you really get into it, if you have a government that's completely ineffective and does absolutely nothing, and everywhere you look, it really is the free market in action, and it's an absolutely beautiful thing. It's wonderful. It's awesome. It's amazing. Everything about it is really, really cool. And that's kind of what I wanted to talk about a little bit, is that it started with the road here that I took this bus trip in. Well, the government doesn't maintain the road. And as it turns out, the airline that flies from Bangkok to Siem Reap, which is the little city in Cambodia I went to, which is where Angkor Wat is located, well, the airline actually pays money to not fix that road so that more people will fly in the plane. And the government, their sole source of income is from my understanding, I'm no expert, but this is in 3 months of talking to people around there. The government's pretty much sole source of income is aid from the U.S. and other countries and whatever. That's how they operate. And all the money is confiscated by the, or stolen by the officials that work in government for their own use. It's not really allocated to the government of Cambodia.
Got it.
So anyway, when I was there, first I took the road and I was kind of thinking, man, I really should have taken the plane. So it's kind of a buyer beware situation. I should have thought about that a little bit more. But some of the things that I find is there's a large lack of police there. I don't really ever remember seeing a police officer anywhere. I know they're there, but I never saw one. When you go into a restaurant, you can order, a good example is they have what they call happy pizzas, and you can add whatever drug you want to take onto a pizza. And
what kind of drugs?
Well, they had mushrooms, and they had marijuana. I mean, you really could get whatever
you want.
Eat
the marijuana?
Yeah.
Sure, you will.
Or you could buy it anywhere.
Ground up? Is marijuana ground up?
However they do it, I think they mix it in and they mix it with butter to make some kind of compound.
Yep.
However you make edible pot. But anyway,
neat.
So yeah, it's really interesting. And at first glance, this is really a great place. But then some more shady things start happening that really lead me to question some of the things here.
Okay, sure. Like what?
For instance, walking down the street, there's people that come up to you and, hey, you know, you need some drugs. No, I don't need any drugs. You need a woman? No, I don't need a woman. What about a child?
Oh, my.
Like a kid? No, I don't need that. Well, what are you into? And I said, well, I'm, you know, just really wandering around. Well, then, you know, one guy pitches an offer to me, and it's funny because it's also in a movie somewhere, too, but this actually happened to me, is some guy asked if I wanted to blow up a cow with a rocket launcher. It's $500 if you want to do it.
Wow.
That's the price. You have to buy the cow and the cow.
And the rocket. Sure.
And the rocket. It's $150 for the rocket and $350 for the cow. And anyway, the
cow said
no. And
was it cheaper for a sheep or a pig?
I actually did ask that question because I was curious. And he offered a dog and he offered.
Poor dog.
It's been a couple of years. I can't remember the other things. But yeah, I mean, he said if you want to save money, don't get a cow. Get, you know, a cheaper animal. And I asked, well, how do you go about this? And he said, well, we just go out into the fields and find a farmer and buy a cow from him. I'll help you do it all.
I want more. I want to hear more about this. Hang on. We're going to bring you back. 800-259-9231. Is this what the free marketplace will look like in America? We'll find out. We can talk about it. Your ideas as well. What do you think about this? 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Is this what happens in the absence of a group of men and women enforcing their way on people by threat of violence? I don't know. We'll find out. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll free 877-327-0365.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. Alkazone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit alkazone.com. That's alkazone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call Alkazone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Gard.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free. They include the updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And audible.com is the Internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. You can listen whenever and wherever you want, just like a podcast. Audible has over 60,000 titles from which to choose, and in every genre, you'll find it at Audible. Get a free audiobook download when you sign up today. Just go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL and get your free audiobook. As we continue taking your calls, Chris is still on the line with us in Texas. Now, Chris, you were telling us about how you took a trip to Cambodia and that you were giving us some of your observations from the experience. It was just as recent as a couple of years ago. And you say that you believe it's essentially a free market, that there doesn't seem to be any sign of government around, that it's your understanding that they get a lot of their money from foreign aid from other countries and they just funnel it into their own personal pockets. And you were kind of giving us examples of some of the things that you were considering a bit shocking, like being offered the opportunity to have sex with various different people of various different ages and also blow up a cow. You probably could have had sex with a cow had that been something you wanted to do.
I think you could probably pull that off in America.
Probably. It all depends on who you know. So you were just going down your list of things that were interesting to you, and I wanted to make sure you had time to continue that, so we can, and then we can dig into whatever conversation comes.
Well, yeah, I'm pretty much done with that. I mean, I'm, to be absolutely accurate here, there are police there. I just didn't really see them, and I'm sure that they do the same thing over here. Well, maybe not to the extreme that they probably do over there, but there's a lot of police just take your money from you. They pull you over and make up some crime and take your money. But aside from that, you know, there's big pluses here. I mean, the great part about it was I paid for something for its value, right? Not based on taxes or, you know, some inflated price because there's some kind of system propping up the price for something. I mean, if I wanted something, I paid what it was worth. And I think that that's a wonderful way to do business. And, it's a very pleasurable experience when you can go out and find pretty much anything you want.
So what would you say that your main concerns would be that you wanted to discuss with me as far as voluntarism is concerned, idea that human beings should operate on a voluntary basis between one another and not initiate force upon peaceful people?
Yes, it seemed like when he came in with the conversation, he was going to be sort of challenging the idea that voluntary societies could act not only more ethically and morally, but also could have better results for people's prosperity.
Right,
and
I heard
taking Mark's side a little.
I heard two suggestions that were pretty outstanding. One, the roads were bad. Two, questionable services being offered at the street level.
So I guess the way that I'm going to challenge is, I hear you say this really often, which is, you know, the market will find a way to handle that. And my view of that statement is, if there's a demand for something, the market will find a way to supply it, regardless of what that service may be. And I think that if you really get into a voluntarist type mindset, there's some pretty negative things that would happen to society as a whole. Take child sex, for instance.
That's
there will be
one.
A child sex trade. Those people are disgusting.
There already is.
See, that's I was hoping you were going to bring that up, because what we're talking about is not elimination of something. What we're talking about is capitalism finding ways to reduce the amount that this happens. And so, the different mindset is, will the government blanket tend to retard this from happening, or will capitalism end up allowing people to congregate? If you believe that generally most people think that child sex and child slavery is a bad thing, then rely on the market to take care of it.
Do you think that, Chris?
I believe that if you are interested in something like that right now, your best option is to go to Cambodia rather than stay here in the U.S.,
And I think that there's a certain sex tourism element out there in the world that is aware of such things. They're aware that those things are easier in countries like Cambodia. I think I've also heard Thailand is a big supplier, the Philippines, other places like that, where there's a very, you know, poor, destitute population. As you were saying, the government there is probably very corrupt. They exist, and if you started running a business there, it's very likely you'd be paid a visit by some of those government people, and they would let you know what their terms were to allow you to run a business. So for all you know, the government's been taken over by the government essentially is a mafia, and so the question is, well, you know, what kind of scruples do the people that are running that particular agency have? Are they willing to look the other way when it comes to the street urchins offering people sex with children on the streets? Because if they are willing to look the other way in return for some sort of payment or payoff, then it's very unlikely that any of that's going to be enforced. Word's going to get around the world via the internet and whatever forums these folks tend to hang out in. Word's going to get around that you can go to these places, and here's the questions that you need to ask, and here's who you need to talk to, and you'll be able to find what you're looking for. So it becomes a focal point, much in the way that the Amsterdam is a focal point for marijuana tourism, because, well, it's more tolerated there. So, of course, considering the rest of the world is fairly intolerant towards marijuana, a lot of people will get on a plane in order to go to that one place where they can get those things. If that was more decentralized and more places had those freedoms, or they had freedom in those areas, then you'd see less of the tourism factor, because there'd be more places to go to. Like, it'd be like if Vegas wasn't the only casino city. There were, you know, one big casino city in every state. Obviously, Vegas's tourism would be hurt pretty bad there. But I think that property rights is also something we need to talk about here. And I know, Gardner, you want to jump in, but I just want to mention this. Sure. I went online and I looked during the break for property rights in Cambodia. There's a property rights index that came up. And Hong Kong, of course, top of the list. Singapore and Hong Kong tying the top of the list at 90 each. And this is for their continent, okay? So we're not including the United States or anything like that. So in their continent, Cambodia is listed at 30. So basically with a third of the property rights that you can find in Singapore and Hong Kong. So it's a real stretch to say that Cambodia is a free market. And I think that the world that we're proposing, and when I say we, Gardner and I think it's fair to group us together on this one. Yeah. The world we're proposing, a voluntary society, people have to come to that point where they understand it and they accept it in order to get there to a true voluntary society where there is no coercive apparatus of the state. And property rights is a fundamental factor there. Fundamental. In that's what it's all based off of. You have your property. You get to set your rules for it. So if you don't want some street urchin on, out front of your corner store peddling sex or whatever he's peddling, then you have your rules, and they respect those rules because private property rules. Then you have your protection agency that will come and remove the unwanted individuals from your private property.
What if they come back?
Then you would have to you'd have to remove them again.
What if they come back?
Well, I don't think the issue is whether or not they come back. The issue would really be that these people would buy some land 5 miles out of town and set up their child brothel. Or, whatever service, dog fighting, cock fighting, you pick it. The thing about it is that it's making it where it can be done openly. Now, the only real problem these people would face is ostracism, but when it boils down to it, if there's a community of people that enjoy this particular thing, whatever it may be, that 99% of society would deem very unacceptable, it's going to have to be allowed because it's their property. That's kind of where I'm going with it.
Chris, you present a fascinating thought experiment for us here. This is just the kind of thing I really enjoy discussing. Not to particularly the subject of child slavery or child sex, but the idea that I have two concepts I'd like to explore.
One is
draw it to the extreme, and maybe we'll go there.
We're going to get there to both of them here in moments, Chris. We're going to hold you through here. It's an interesting conversation. You can bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. The scary, scary world of the free market. People would be able to do things that, of course, they're already doing just in secret. And would they do them in the open in the free market? I don't know, because ostracism is a factor.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page turner, hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you.
Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
Vanguard.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at Amazon.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through that link. The prices are still the same great Amazon prices. It's just that Amazon's taking a cut of their profit and sending it to Free Talk Live. So enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com. You can order all kinds of products. Books, of course, is what Amazon made their name on. And Gardner, your book is available through Amazon, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes,
it's called Live Free or Die by Gardner Goldsmith. And so you can get that in dozens of other categories filled with probably millions of products. It's a tremendous selection and great deals at Amazon.freetalklive.com. And we're talking with Chris in Texas, who is still with us here, talking about his trip to Cambodia, some of his observations about, you know, what he saw. He was offered at one point to be able to blow up a cow with a bazooka and to have sex with children. So his concern here is, well, what about the voluntary society that you and Gardner talk about so often, Ian? What about, you know, children, sex rings moving together outside of a city, and what would happen in that particular case? You know, this stuff would be going on in the open. Sure, you could ostracize them, but you're sounding pretty distraught about this, Chris, and I wanted to bring you back and, you know, continue this conversation. And Gardner, you had two things that you wanted to mention before we went to the break there, so if you could recount that.
Yeah. Chris, again, you know, this is a very fascinating subject. Of course, it brings up some dark nuances to human behavior, and there are things we have to deal with. These are the sorts of things that present dilemmas or at least hurdles for free marketeers to have to jump over and explain to people how we think human behavior and human society works. And so I sort of immediately thought to myself, okay, what if we draw this to the extreme? Let's say you've got a group of people who are pedophiles, and there is a market for children in the world, okay, or on some continent somewhere. And let's say these people are ostracized. by the free market society, right? They're not allowed to do business with those people. These people shun them. They make private agreements to not do business with them if they're discovered to do business with them, to give children to them, to do any sorts of business with them. Then they will be shunned from that society as well, from this free market society. It's
now
one
you're
of their
presuming,
rules, hypothetically.
Right, and we're presuming in this absurd hypothetical scenario that these people would actually congregate in one location to make it easy to identify who they are.
Exactly. Because, drawing it to the extreme.
Yeah, I mean, because otherwise, I don't imagine many people would want to wear something like that on their sleeve, so it would otherwise be likely in the real world be pretty difficult to identify
right.
who is, you know, child sex.
And that's fascinating because, again, and we'll make this point a little bit later to reiterate this. Again, you're relying on a generally what we see as popular or majority or something human characteristics.
Most people don't
morals,
like dog fighting.
That sort of thing. Yes, right. Yes, precisely.
Okay. I don't know that, but dog fighting has, over the ages, become less and less popular.
Do you think most people like dog fighting?
Do I think at some period in time that
right now? Do you think
correct.
Most people like dogfighting?
No,
okay.
Most people do
and
not.
My statement stands.
Your
most
statement
people
does
don't
stand.
Like dogfighting.
However, one might be able to make the argument that the reason that people don't like the dogfighting is because the laws are in place that have made dogfighting largely unheard of.
Yeah, but see, but that brings me back to my point. We're kind of going to be going around in circles. Why are some of the laws in place?
Sure.
Because people vote for
because
representatives.
People don't want them.
So what
but
we're
really,
doing is...
when you look at Greek society where having sex, a man having sex with young boys was relatively common, one really does have to ask the question, which came first, the law or the prohibition?
Well, that's an excellent question. I reserve that because I'd love to explore that if we get an opportunity. But to Chris's point, let's say we get to this extreme point, you guys. Now, there's this society on some island where it's child rape island, and I don't mean that frivolously, but to use that as a term so you know what we're talking about, the pedophiles go to this island and they congregate there, hypothetically. Now, let's say there is a market for these children. There will be a certain percentage of those child rapist people who would not want their own children to be raped, and there would be a percentage on the island who would not mind that their children got raped, or they would rape their own children. So, I mean, it's pretty harsh stuff, okay?
Yeah, that's pretty harsh.
Okay, now you've got that. You say to yourself, these people are ostracized. The private society already has rules. If you break those rules, then you're not going to be a part of the private free society, and you'll be ostracized from the good people who are opposed to this happening to children. Now, you could say to yourself, well, it's possible that those people would then go try to kidnap children from the society in which it has been banned. Now, if that happens
today,
exactly.
Let me just interject and give you a different scenario, because that's not realistic, because they would get shot.
Exactly.
What's more realistic is right now, and for the love of God, I'm not advocating for big government here. Get rid of every last bit of it that we possibly can, with the exception of a very, very less than 1% of what we have now. But what's more likely in your scenario than kidnapping is we're going to see the elimination of, right now, if you want to adopt a child, there's no real cash incentive you can give aside from we'll pay your medical bills. But in a free market society, how much is a kid worth? You know? I mean, if these people
we
have
can
any
see that,
amount of money,
how much a kid is worth by the foreign adoption? Basically, people are willing to pay somewhere between $10,000 and $15,000 to adopt kids from foreign countries. Yep. One would assume, and this is just the way people are. One would assume that they would pay a little more for a child that looks like them, ethnic-wise. I'm not saying everybody would, but some people would, and I think that would drive up the price for kids of a local locality or whatever. But so we already know the kids are worth between $10,000 and $15,000.
Well, see, I think the predicate here, there are two points to the predicate that I want to bring up. One is, again, if you think that the majority of people out there are opposed to a particular bad piece of, a particular kind of behavior, then you don't need government. You don't need to pass the laws, because these people will come up with their own parallel to government, their own protective services to stop this from happening, and they will have measures in place that if people do these types of things, there will be punishment, there will be ostracism and so on, voluntarily agreed to at the outset when these people go into this societal agreement. So what we're seeing here is the second point would be, well, yeah, but you're bringing up, what if there is a market incentive that's so great it trumps this? And what I'm saying is that there will always be this sort of black market out there. The question is, I think, and we can wrestle with this ourselves, how best do you most efficiently deal with that? Do you deal with it through a system where the people who are already opposed to it, the majority of them, have their money extracted from them, and it might not even mimic how much they are opposed to it? It might be less, it might be more for the government-run protection service.
Meaning, or if they had their own druthers, they might give more
money
to that.
They might even give more.
Kind of.
Exactly. They can't. You cannot calculate it properly in a government system, because there are opposing forces pulling money left and right. You can only gauge it precisely in the market.
I would like to jump in before we get to the end of the hour here and point out, here's another side of the coin that is not getting mentioned here. By and large, the criminal justice system that we have today is to protect the perpetrator or the innocent accused. The fact is, in this country, we're still getting on that there are places. The cops are relatively new things, okay? The law enforcement system, relatively new things. Just reading recently about the Quakers and how they were treated in Calvinist Massachusetts Bay Colony. What's going to happen is that these people that are the child rapist people are accused of that. Likely you'll have hordes of people descend on them and rip the skin from their bones. What's going to happen.
I definitely couldn't argue that. That's what would be different from here versus Cambodia.
Well, I would hope that wouldn't be the case, because I would hope people would have come to the conclusion that in order to be free, you must allow others to be free as well. And right now we have a situation in this country where there are some people, and I bring this up every time because it's a great example, the weird religious sects that are out in Arizona and Utah that live out in the middle of nowhere, that essentially teach their kids like nothing else lives in the world, this is it, this is everything, you don't want to go out there, everything else is scary and evil and satanic, so just stay here and we're going to have sex with you, you 10-year-old girls. That's basically what happens. The boys are shoved out of the community, the old men have sex with multiple young girls, and it's exactly what you're talking about. It's exactly what you're talking about, and it exists today, and those people are in charge of the governments in those areas. So what do you do about that, Chris? And I'll bring you back, because this is a great conversation, and I think it's important to have, and you sounded like you said, had something to say there, so more coming up here. What do you do about the fact that those things are happening today? How about the fact that the government's programs that label people as sex offenders in many cities is driving them all to the same trailer park on the outside of the city limits? More coming up. Hour 2 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.